Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America is already suffering a food shortage, which can be felt by rising costs and emptying shelves at the grocery store. But this is a cakewalk. It's going to get much worse. The writing, as they say, is on the wall. Any reasonable person can see that this is all being done deliberately. Over 10,000 cattle just died, and we are told that it was due to 100-degree weather. And in just the past 17 months, nearly 100 disasters have mysteriously befallen the American food industry. Dozens of catastrophic fires burning down food processing plants, in multiple cases caused by small aircraft crashing into them. Thousands of tons of meat destroyed. Over 2 million turkeys have been destroyed. Over 40 million chickens have been destroyed. And with the rising cost of fuel, farmers are unable to harvest their crops. And it's only just beginning. Remember, Joe Biden promised he would shut down oil and gas.
I have one final
question.
Would
he close down the oil industry?
It's false.
Would you close down the
oil industry? By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would transition. That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time.
That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying is he is going
President?
To destroy the oil industry.
Okay.
Will you remember that, Texas? Will you
okay.
remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
He takes everything out of context, but the point is, look, we have to move toward a net zero emissions.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to clock it.
And they are making good with their radical promise, except there is no alternative energy plan. The Biden administration is doing everything they can to shut down all fossil fuel in this country. And not only will that stop people from driving, all public transportation, all shipping, and all industry will come to a halt. Millions will lose their jobs, and hundreds of millions will starve to death. Whether you like it or not, civilization is dependent upon oil and gas, and our government is turning it all off. We are also still suffering a baby formula shortage, and what little we do have is being sent to the open southern border for the tens of thousands of hungry foreigners being brought in unchecked and flown to already struggling cities across America. And after several countries suspended the Moderna vaccine for adults due to safety concerns, the United States FDA just unanimously voted to inject your infant children with the deadly shot. Your government is trying to kill you. And if anyone thinks this is hyperbole or fear-mongering, they are not paying attention or they are in shock. The only solution we are being offered is to vote. Even though we have a rigged election system and two parties that work for the same corporate establishment. Starvation is coming fast, and people can only survive a few weeks without food. And so, what exactly will we do if the so-called red wave this November fails to turn the tide? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Thank you. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We are back in hour number three in defiance of all the globalists that wish to shut us down. Thanks to you, we are still on air. Let's go to Noah in Chicago. Noah, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So when your question about how do we defeat the globalists, I think you have to start with love and not taking into account of where you come from or what state or Democratic or Republican. I don't think it's an issue of that. I think we need to unite and come together in order to defeat them. And I think that they push dividing us in school systems, at work, and on our media that they have bought out.
I think you're totally right. We have to realize the enemy is the globalist. We can have our fights and differences later, but they're the main enemy, attacking us with inflation, with division, with the corporate media, with everything they do. You're right.
And one of the main issues that I'm dealing with, especially with our mayor in Chicago, is how they preach peace in one hand, and then they promote violence in their own city and then not allow the police to do their job correctly.
Talking about Lord Lightfoot.
Yep.
So where do you see it going, brother?
I don't know. It's hard to look at all the different issues that are going on. And when I'm finding out now at 22 about how my entire life, the majority of things that I had learned was incorrect, and that I was born into this after 9/11. So we had already started to give up our rights and allow them to infringe on those things.
That's right. It's all slave training. The border's completely wide open, but the TSA searches everything you've got like you're a terrorist, and now they want a world ID and a forced vaccination to take over your body. Absolutely right. Noah, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. A pleasure talking to you again.
Yes, sir.
Alex, we are in inversion. When a person like Hunter Biden and another person like Julian Assange, one walks the streets and the other one is in prison. I think it's important that if we look at the problem of globalism seems to have been more concentrated in the United States and Europe than other areas. Latin America, there's an awakening to that. In Europe, there isn't. There is an awakening in Russia, in China, etc., against this globalist agenda that is destroying the United States. Ask yourself for a second, why is Merrick Garland in Ukraine? Ukraine is not a NATO nation. Ukraine is not a member of the European Union. What's he doing there? What jurisdiction does he have when, in reality, you've got the January 6th people in prison, essentially, without due process, other than you know, all sorts of political manipulation. I think the issue is one that we are in an inversion, and we have to think out of the box, Alex, to get out of the inversion. There was an inversion a long, long time ago when Barabbas walked and Jesus got crucified. You have to understand that we're in that same type of inversion, that it requires a new conceptual way of thinking, that we have to understand that the World Economic Forum is a glorified chamber of commerce, where they have members who move $20 trillion, and they have a lot of power. But, you know, the issue is that neither the Constitution of the United States has been changed. Neither has the Constitution of many of these countries. These people are manipulating smoke and mirrors, Alex, and we have to simply look at them for what they are. Now, other countries are simply saying, we don't want any part of you. We don't want to obey. We have Governor DeSantis saying the same thing. Who are these people to tell us what to do? I think that's the attitude that we should take, is to examine each individual and to turn the weapon that they use against you against them. Yuval Noah Harari, analyze that. I've done a study on this thinking, and it is absolutely wrong. If you use that kind of analysis, you actually show the World Economic Forum fallacy for what it is, smokes and mirrors.
You're right. These are complete authoritarian psychopaths creating a system where the criminals can rule over us and good people are punished. Thank you, Carlos. All right, let's go to a call in New Jersey. Let's talk to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thanks for all your sacrifice, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's well worth it. Just keep me in the fight, brother.
Hey, I had to say it. There was a New York Times article yesterday titled, Citing Disastrous Pandemic Response, an Expert Bipartisan Panel Calls for the Complete Overhaul of the U.S. Public Health System. They want an all-of-government approach to public health. There's a lot of things going on, and a lot of people touched on this, but I think the absolute top priority and core goal of these globalists is the full attack, destabilization, the seizure of control over these public health systems around the world. They want the full autonomy to create a crisis and to use it to install whatever protocol they want without any limits or objection. This panel that spoke yesterday is consisted of FDA commissioners, CDC directors, HHS leaders, all of which are tied to the World Health Organization. And shortly after, you had Biden out there asking for money and talking about the next pandemic. I can't definitively say that's related, but the timing is pretty suspicious. After that World Health Organization treaty failed, despite like 200 countries signing it, including the U.S., it seems like they're moving into this next option, which is flipping the script and painting the whole COVID response as a failure of the public system that currently exists. They want to bring in a new
one.
That's
right. They create the virus. They release it. They block therapeutics. They poison the public. Then they call it a failure and demand even more control for the next coming pandemic that Biden's been talking about.
Yeah, that's all the same people. They ride the momentum in any direction they can straight to the same goal, which is an expanded government health authority with the goal of creating baseline protocol, their own regulations.
A large part of the general public that's in Stockholm syndrome believing it's the system trying to help them.
Right. And this plan, they flat out state it in this New York Times article that they want this power to supersede patchwork over all of the 3,000 state, local, tribal authorities in the United States. No limit. They want to install
that's beyond a federal takeover. It's a global government takeover to end jurisdiction. That's it. It's a global government biomedical takeover happening now.
And the best part is the people that are brainchilding this Commonwealth Fund, it's a 100-year-old company, you know, funds, merger, all of these same corporate interests. These people just move into it. It's all from the same globalist money. The founder was a woman who married a Rockefeller investor when she was 16 years old. You can't even make it up. These people are all tied together, and they want unlimited authority. They want to consolidate all this power into one entity, into one person.
And what is their ideology? Because the power they want is one thing. But they want the power for forced depopulation, the power over every human's body, literal biological rape.
God help us, Alex. Really appreciate the time, sir.
No, appreciate you. Thank you, Joe. All right, Leo Zagami is up next. And We got loaded phones after that. After he goes, I'll try to get to your calls. I appreciate you calling in. Leo Zagami's taking over. But let me just say this real quick. The smartest thing I can say is you need to get Swerbal food. It's an easy equation. We need to have funds to fund our operation. So what am I going to sell? High-quality Swerbal food at a very low price, ready to ship. PrepareToday.com has high-quality Swerbal food ready to ship to you right now. That's how you beat inflation because food prices are going up, the food shortages, all of it. PrepareToday.com has high-quality Swerbal food, hundreds of different packages, 1 month, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, a bunch of preparedness items, all highest quality, the lowest prices you're going to find, ready to ship at PrepareToday.com. And you are insane with what's happening with the economy and food shortages and the attacks on food processing plants and all the rest of it to not get prepared now, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Win. PrepareToday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
He's written best-selling books. He's covered it all. He gave us a tour of the Vatican and so much more years ago when I was in Rome, Italy. And he predicted, he said, listen, they want to get rid of Pope staying in their office until they die. They want to start replacing him. Then they're going to have a committee after that, and all of it's happened. He predicted the current Pope, who's the head of the Jesuits, would be the Pope 5 years before he was. He predicted that he would step down. Now it's all in the news. He's getting ready to step down. What is that really about? Because even if you're not a Catholic, there's over a billion people on this planet that are, and we've seen this current Pope do the opposite of somebody like John Paul II and, you know, so many others that have been out there, and it's just a crazy time to be alive. So what does all this really mean? What does this signify? And what does it mean with the current Pope a month ago saying NATO started the war, they should do a deal, this war should stop? What does that signify? Got almost no news coverage. There's a lot of pieces to this. Looking at the Great Reset, the New World Order, all these plans. Leo Zagami joins us for the balance of the hour. I appreciate him. LeoZagami.com, LeoZagami.com, or at Real Leo Zagami on Gab. And he is here with us to lay this out. True Vatican, former Illuminati, whistleblower, insider. What a time to be alive, Leo. How you knew all this so many years. I knew you were 20 years ago, and I was like, I don't know if that's true or not, and then it all came true. That's why I've had you on. What a time to be alive. There's so many angles to cover here.
Absolutely, Alex. It was a pleasure to speak to you and to your audience. We are definitely facing a turning point in history. The Pope itself, like we said when I was with you in Rome, will become a figure that will start to become very far from his divine appointment. He's kind of like giving up on hope of staying there until the end of his mandate. It's pretty clear now that even Megyn Kelly, I mean, I'm not talking about a big Vatican expert, and you of course know her too. So she came out while in Rome stating that there is something that is going on in the Vatican right now, and I can definitely confirm that they are preparing for the Pope to resign, but not before he appoints the last progressive cardinals that will define the next papacy. It's a little bit like the Supreme Court here in the U.S. If you have it filled with progressive members, it will act in a way. If you have it with Republicans, in another way. So he is being actually staying in his position only because Ratzinger is still there, and Ratzinger behind the scenes could still be a threat. That's why during the pandemic he's been increasingly isolating the now former Pope, and in the meantime he got sick. He got sick with a colon cancer that got pretty bad last year. The Vatican has done everything possible to cover up the situation, which now sees really the Pope in a wheelchair. So it's pretty evident he has to also cancel a trip to Africa that he was planning for a long time, which was also a way for him to introduce the next pontificate, which will be definitely in the hands of an African pope. So this is what's going on in the Vatican. He's waiting August to nominate these other cardinals that he will need, so he can basically program the next papacy in line with his own, and then he's going to resign. So there is not much left to this papacy that will probably end up in August, maximum in September. I know that we've been saying this before, that he will resign, but he has been resisting because he, of course, wanted to wait for the death of Ratzinger. But Ratzinger is still there, so that's about it. He's resisting until on August 27th, he will be nominating 21 new cardinals, of which 16 will be progressive-leaning cardinals under the age of 80 that will be eligible to vote in a future conclave. And that's about it, Alex.
What do you make of him coming out, as you know, a month ago and saying, okay, NATO started the war, we need a peace deal with Russia. They got almost no coverage, but he said that officially. What does that signify?
Well, of course, behind the scenes, the Pope has really tried in some way to open a line of dialogue with the Orthodox leadership in Moscow, but that failed miserably. So at the moment, he's using the Knights of Malta, that have a long-standing tradition in Russia, for a direct line of communication with Putin. He really relies a lot on the Russians also for his own interest, but I'm talking about interest, I'm talking about tourism in Italy, in religious places, is mainly Russian. So he's losing a lot of money, but he is also interested, of course, in siding with China, which, of course, behind the scenes also sides with Russia. So while he, of course, in front of the general public had to agree to sustain Ukraine, and he did it quite blatantly by showing even the flag of the ground forces of Ukraine, so pretty much in line with NATO, behind the scenes things are different. There is actually a Pope that is part of an order, the Jesuits, that also have a very much a long story with Russia. When the Jesuits were persecuted by the Vatican at one point, it seems strange, now we have a Jesuit Pope, they took refuge in Russia, and was actually Catherine the Great that gave them refuge. So he has definitely his time behind the scenes to maintain this line of communication, and the Knights of Malta also have undergone in the last few weeks a internal coup, because the Pope nominated John T. Dunlap, a member of the Sovereign Council and lieutenant now of the Grand Master, because there is no Grand Master at the moment in the Knights of Malta, and as you know, for the last few years, the Jesuits, who are traditionally controlling of everything, have tried also to take control of the Sovereign Order of the Knights of Malta. When I say sovereign, it's very important to underline sovereign, because they have their own sovereignty, which is separate from the Vatican, and even their own state, even if it's a micro-state. You remember when we were in Rome, at one point I brought you inside the headquarters of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre. That itself is also another micro-state. So these are states that are separate from the Italian jurisdiction and belong to these important knighthoods. Now, the Sovereign Order of Malta has a former royal who is still a prince.
Stay there, Leo Zagami. Explain what this means geopolitically. This is big to the whole future of the world, and people aren't talking about it. Leo Zagami is our guest. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like In Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So there are big shakeups around the world happening right now, but what does it mean that this globalist pope is reportedly getting ready to step down? Leo Zagami, I could ask a lot of questions, but front and center, you were on a few years ago. You predicted the whole globalist agenda. Those videos have since gone viral. What are you predicting now is about to happen? How is the Great Reset going? Are they planning new pandemics, as Biden says? What do you think is coming next? And just cover the waterfront, anything you want to cover. Instead of my questions, give us the data dump, my friend.
Okay, Alex. Well, first of all, as you know, this crisis will create a massive migration from Africa, for example, because of the grains and flours that are no longer coming from Ukraine. And for that reason, of course, the papacy will be centered, it will be focused on Africa with an African pope. That's, it's almost like they are preparing this whole thing. And at the same time, we have, of course, the escalation in the last couple of days regarding Kaliningrad. Kaliningrad is a small enclave that used to be under the control long time ago of the Teutonic Knights. Is on the Baltic Sea. It's Russia, but it's surrounded by NATO countries, by Lithuania, by Poland, and now they have stopped the import of goods from Russia by train. That is basically a violation for Russia of all treaties, and it also forces Russia to intervene. Now, the spokesperson for the Foreign Ministry of Russia has just said that they will intervene basically militarily. That is of an enormous gravity, and I don't really know why most of the media today in America are not talking about it, because we are literally facing now an even worse scenario than Ukraine, because Ukraine is not NATO. Instead, Lithuania is NATO, so that will be automatically America intervening in this war, and the consequences, of course, will be disastrous. The Pope behind the scene is trying diplomatically various moves, but they were rejected, like I said previously, by the Orthodox leadership, Patriarch Kirill, and so at the moment he's trying other ways, but there is a sense of desperation almost, because there is also a prophecy that was said a long time ago, a prophecy, one of these Marian apparitions of the Holy Mary in Garabandal, and in these apparitions they said the moment in which the Pope ever steps in Moscow, that will be the beginning of the end for mankind. And these visions are considered legitimate by saints of the Catholic Church like Padre Pio, or even Mother Teresa of Calcutta. So we are really facing some incredible times, and we need to be ready. Like you said before I started my segment, storable food is essential. I have my own bucket from InfoWars right here, and I suggest everybody else to do the same, because we have to also be ready energetically, maybe with some kind of a generator, because there will be definitely some big changes in the horizon in the next few months. And at the same time, we will see the Pope stepping down, but we will see also the Queen fading out gradually out of
the scene. That's right. They say she's about to step down. Like, it's all the planets are aligning.
Yes, so basically a new king in England, a new pope in Rome. We are living times of great change. So what is going to happen to us if we are not ready? We need absolutely to prepare, because the big cities, especially like I explain in my latest book, which talks about the great reject, a way in which we can reject the great reset, which is taking place. And in Europe, for example, they are already discussing the possibility in the next few months of rationing electricity, rationing gas. It's almost impossible to think that Russia will not completely cut the gas towards countries like Italy in the next.
And let's expand on that. That was my next question. I'm glad you brought that up. We have the admissions that Russia is now the biggest oil exporter. The U.S. just 2 years ago was the biggest, then Saudi Arabia, then Russia. Now under Biden, the U.S. is third. Russia is about to replace Saudi Arabia as the major oil exporter. The globalists obviously knew this would make Russia the biggest exporter, and now India, one of the biggest refiners. What's the big picture there behind the scenes?
Well, business has actually increased for Russia. They are not suffering from the sanctions because they're simply selling their oil to China. The only problem might be in the next couple of years to readdress the course of their gas pipelines, because that's a little bit more complicated. But having said that, we are definitely sanctioning ourselves with these sanctions, not Russia, because they are simply changing the name of McDonald's to something else.
And by the way, Biden admits that. He says it's part of the Great Reset. He says it's good for you to transition, but they're not giving us anything to transition for. So while they claim they're defending America, aren't they really selling us out?
They are absolutely selling us out, and they are, of course, planning to starve a lot of America, like they're planning to starve most of the population of this planet. Let's not forget that now famine, and after we had, of course, the bacteriological warfare, which, of course, the biological warfare that we have seen with the virus and with the vaccines, now we have also the famine, the possibility that the people will be really be starving is a concrete possibility. It's not just and I also noticed another thing, Alex, that the price increase of the food here in America is bigger than the price increase in Europe, which actually should be the opposite. I was speaking with my mother the other day, and she told me about the price increases in the supermarkets in Europe, and they were quite modest compared to what is happening here in America. So there is a lot of speculation that is going on here in the United States of America. And of course, Joe Biden is simply a face for something that is behind.
That's right, he's a front guy. What do you make of him falling off the bicycle, complete deranged? We have the Queen getting ready to step down, the Pope getting ready to step down. What is the exit strategy when you look into all your research for Joe Biden?
Well, you see, they are depicting the old folks as, when you have a guy like Joe Biden, he's giving a bad name to old people. That's what he's doing, because they are planning to remodel our society, so then we can have young folks like Zelensky, people that are simply...
And Buttigieg.
Yeah, behind the scenes, you will have basically the same old people, but they will have this new front. And so at the moment, for them to have a guy like Joe Biden showing that it's virtually impossible to be in the White House at a certain age, they are kind of mining the possibility for future presidents, including, of course, the comeback of Donald J. Trump.
Amazing. Leo Zagami, final segment with you straight ahead. I've got a lot of questions, but what are you going to hit when you come back?
Well, I would like also to discuss the link between demonic possessions and the vaccines, which actually is surfacing now in the Catholic Church.
Well, that's right. More and more people are acting psychotic, not just having heart attacks, not just getting cancer. Once they take it, it's doing things to the brain. Leo Zagami is our guest, and I want to get you on about your book. I've read it. It's amazing. Your new Illuminati book is incredible. We should carry that. We carry some of your books at InfoWarsStore.com, but you can find Leo Zagami's books by just searching his name. We'll be right back with the final segment, the special guest in the fourth hour. I don't know if we'll get these calls. I got to a lot of them, but I'm trying as best I can. But I'm back in the saddle and honored to be here. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Leo Zagami is our guest. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is
antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating. manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, final segment. Leo Zagami got a guest host the fourth hour, though, in short at 3 p.m. today. Jack Posobiec and others have tweeted out the link to the film Alex's War that some great documentary filmmakers made, showing what we've really done over the last 28 years. We appreciate Jack Posobiec putting that out and others. The film is linked up on Infowars.com, the trailer to the film. So in the 8 minutes we have left, Leo Zagami, big picture, what would you describe the world as right now and where it's going and other key points you'd like to impart to people?
Well, like I just said before the break, there is an increasingly amount of fully vaccinated people that are basically giving, showing strong signs of demonic possessions. And that's why the Catholic Church is actually opening a center in the Philippines, a worldwide unique kind of center dedicated to exorcism, because there is really this link, and also there's another link. The lockdowns have also generated isolation and an increased amount of people that are fighting with their demons or fighting with demons, depending on your point of view. So we are really in front of the population of the world being increasingly possessed. We are, of course, facing all this evil from the big pharma, because it all generates from that Flexner report from 1910, when they basically started to deride eclectic medicines, osteopathy, homeopathy. They destroyed natural medicine and then they went on to establish their big pharma. But the big pharma is also linked with the demonic. So it's quite incredible that Father José Francisco Sica has actually admitted this link, because at the same time today I also published an article showing that the Vatican has actually minted new coins blessing the COVID-19 vaccination with this is kind of incredible that the Vatican is putting out a coin that, by the way, is a 20 euro coin, so that's over $20, and with the rising inflation we start figuring out that they're getting ready for it, where basically $20 or 20 euros would just be a coin. Imagine that, Alex. And on top of all of this, of course, the Archdiocese of Manila and the Office of Exorcism that they are establishing said that demons are also linked with the electrical world, with the technological world. And after an exorcism, the chief exorcist denounced that demons were actually even sending messages to his mobile phone. I know that this might sound incredible, but this was said by Father Jose Francisco Sica, who is the chief exorcist of this facility. So it's not something that I'm making up. There is definitely a society where aggressive Satanism and demonic possession is in the increase. At the same time, we are viewing all the characteristics of this end times scenario, where we are facing the end of the Western civilization as we know it, but also of this American-centric New World Order, which is leaning now, like I also specified already in February, towards a Sino-Russian New World Order. What does that mean? It means that, of course, next we're also going to be facing the invasion of Taiwan, which is going to be, of course, like the Ukraine of the East. The problem being, though, that, like Joe Biden already said, America has pledged to defend Taiwan. So that will be definitely a direct confront. That it will bring us in a direct war with China, a war that we can't afford. We can hardly afford a confrontation of this kind, even if it's not a direct war with Russia. It would be unimaginable to think that we are also in war with China, because that will completely bankrupt our whole system.
Which is the plan, so, to bring in the world government, the new cashless society, new programmable digital token, social credit score they've announced.
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
none of this makes sense for prosperity or peace or a good future, but it makes sense for the new world order. Don't we expose their agenda then? Is there any way to get the globalists to stop doing this?
At a local level, there is some initiatives that we can take here in the United States of America, where we have a federal system which is open to independence from counties, from cities, even without reaching the whole of a state.
DeSantis is a great example of that, but the power has to be exercised by we the people through local government.
Yes, but we the people also have to understand that probably the cities are lost. The cities, unfortunately, are in the hands of the enemy, and most of them are in the hands, of course, of the demoncrats, and I don't think we can recover the cities. So we need to prepare a reality outside of these cities. This is something I always stress, and I will continue to stress.
And let's be clear, the globalists can't help but abuse and suck off of and destroy anything they have control of. So if we can just remove ourselves while they collapse things, they'll destroy the cities. We will then inherit them. People think, oh, they've got the cities. No, just stand back while they destroy it, and then they'll burn themselves out.
Well, we hope they will do that, but there is also a problem here, Alex, that the cities might become smart cities in the hand of Cyber Satan and his robots. So it's going to be a little bit difficult when we have that in place, because we are all moving, like you also said, towards a reality in which artificial intelligence is all-controlling and all-encompassing, especially when we make the next move towards transhumanism, which is that move also which I talk about in my book, from the Internet of things to the Internet of body. I mean, the Internet of bodies, meaning that we are actually interacting with our own bodies with the artificial intelligence.
Very impressive. Leo, I said this to you a year ago. I said it again. We're carrying some of your books. I need to carry the new book. But we want to get you back on about the very system and the mindset of the enemies of humanity. But regardless, huge things are afoot. The Queen of England getting ready to step down. The Pope getting ready to step down. Biden in deep trouble. All of this is incredibly important. Leo Zagami, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Kate Daly is about to take over, and then Owen Schroyer in 1 hour. And just remember, the enemy works around the clock to stop these broadcasts. So when you spread the word and share the live links, Infowars.com/show and Band.video, it changes the world. Great job to the crew. Great job to everybody else. We thank you so much. Now, Kate Daly coming up, and then Owen Schroyer with the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.